To take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We have for a little while been looking in the 6th chapter at some things the Apostle Paul says about spiritual warfare. And we want to look again here tonight and try to show you some things that the Lord has on our heart. A couple of weeks ago, we started talking about the spiritual armor, and we looked at where Paul talked about having our loins girded about with truth. And then he talked about putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And then we talked about having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And those three things we tried to emphasize the last time. I want to just remind you that when Paul is talking about putting on the whole armor of God, Paul is saying, don't leave out a single part. We need it all, because every piece of armor on a Roman soldier was important. And Paul realized that for them to fight the fight of faith, to face the enemies of life, that they would need the spiritual armor of God. And so do you and I. So Paul says to put it on. Those words I mentioned last time, it means to put it on and keep it on. Don't ever be without it. And so we are looking tonight at some more pieces of armor. Paul begins in verse 16, and he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So Paul emphasizes the shield of faith. There were, for a Roman soldier, there were like couple kinds of shields that he would carry. At times, he had a round shield that was about 2 feet in diameter. And that on the backside had leather straps. And he would slide it on his arm. And he would hold it to help protect him when he was fighting with a sword. But in this text, the word that Paul uses or shield is a different kind. The one that Paul was describing was rectangular in shape, about 4 feet high and 2.5 feet wide. It would cover the area from about the neck down to the knees. And this kind of shield was made of solid wood, covered with thick heather, and had a heavy oil on it. And what they would even do at times is soak them in water. And what they would protect the soldiers from was flaming arrows. At times the enemy would set on fire the tip of an arrow and fire it at them. And they could actually crouch down and hide behind the shield. This shield also had curved edges. And what they would often do is the Roman soldiers would connect shield to shield, crouch down, and the armies could hide for protection from those arrows. I read a story of a soldier of that time who was in a tremendous battle. And after the battle was over, he had dozens of arrows sticking in his shield that had protected him. So Paul is saying, for you and I, it isn't a wooden shield. But Paul says it's the shield of faith that protects us from the fiery darts of the wicked. Satan is constantly firing fiery darts at us. They are darts of temptation, darts of pride, darts of jealousy, darts of envy, darts of strife, darts of worry, darts of doubt, darts of anger, darts of bitterness. And the list goes on and on. Satan will fire these darts at us to attack us and harm us as a child of God. But Paul says to use faith as a shield to protect you from the fiery darts of the enemy. Oh, listen, I cannot protect myself on my own. I could easily say something ridiculous like, well, I think I can handle that temptation. I think I can handle my temper. I think I can handle my anger. I think I can handle doubt. But in reality, I can't handle his fiery darts. So I need the shield of faith If God, realizing that the Lord can protect my heart, God can protect my life, God can protect me in times of Satan's attacks, if I'll just trust Him with all my heart. So that is the idea that Paul is using here, that we are to have total reliance and dependence upon God to face the attacks of the enemy. I want to tell you tonight, our God is able to keep us safe, able to protect us as we trust Him. So there is the shield of faith. But I would add just a thought. I mentioned about their shields, how they would connect them side by side and protect the army. That's what we need to do. I think that's a lot of what we do when we gather in the house of God. That we come together, connect shields of faith to protect our church family, asking God to keep us safe and in His care. 1 John 5:4 says, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." It is in our faith in God that we're able to have victory over the enemy. But then Paul goes on in verse 17. Paul says, "And take the helmet of salvation." That word "take," they say, is a word that means to reach out and take hold of something that is being given unto you. So Paul says to take the helmet of salvation. Let me say a little bit about the helmet of the Roman soldier, and then I'll explain a little. The last piece of armor that a soldier put on was his helmet. The helmet was made of tough, Brazilian metal, such as bronze or iron. It was light if felt or sponged to make it a little easier to wear. It would come down the back of the neck. It had ear pieces that covered the sides of their faces, and it would protect their heads in battle. Paul says we need the helmet of salvation. Paul realizes that our minds are so easily attacked and swayed by Satan himself. I guarantee you, there's not a single one of us, but on occasion, Satan has tried to get us to doubt things about God. Satan creates confusion. Satan desires to discourage our minds. So Paul says that as a child of God, we need protection for our minds. We realize tonight just how important our minds are. Our mind is the part of the image of God in us, where God communicates His will unto us. And how we think affects our life. Do you realize how powerful a mind is? A person's mind is so powerful, they can think themselves sick. There are people that convince themselves in their minds that they're sick, and they'll actually have physical problems. And they also even tell us on the other side that a good mental attitude can help in healing. So the mind is a powerful thing. Satan desires to mess up our thinking and our minds. So Paul said to take the helmet of salvation. It is by our minds that we realize the assurance of our salvation. Settled in our minds is understanding the power of our God. Settled in our minds is the facts of God's love and grace. So Paul is saying this helmet of salvation protects our minds so Satan don't destroy our thought process and our faith and hope in God. You realize salvation is where our hope is based at. Our hope is based in salvation. So Paul says, protect that in your mind and in your thoughts. When Paul uses the word salvation, Paul uses a word that talks about past, present, and future of our salvation. I look back and realize that God saved me in the past. I realize right now I am saved by the grace of God. And I realize that after this life is over, my salvation will continue on for eternity in heaven. Paul is saying, guard that in your mind. Don't let Satan cause you to doubt salvation. Don't let him cause you to doubt your hope. Because one day our battles will be over. There's coming a day victory will be won, and we'll stack arms and go home never to fight another battle. But Dad, Satan wants us to doubt all that. So Paul says, take that helmet of salvation and wear it, realizing God has given you eternal salvation and hope in Him. But then lastly, Paul says in verse 17, the only offensive weapon that is in the armor. All the other five were defensive. Paul says in verse 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You don't have to remind the soldier to take his rifle into battle. The soldier kept his rifle close at hand. The soldier would break down his rifle, keep it clean, so that when he needed it, it was ready to take up and fight the enemy. It would be the same for a Roman soldier with his sword. He kept that sword by his side, kept it in hand, so that when battle took place, his sword was ready to fight the enemy. Paul says our weapon for fighting Satan, his forces, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's how victory can be won when you fight battles with Satan. Do you remember when Jesus was tempted of Satan in the wilderness? 3 times Satan came to him. 3 times Jesus responded, "It is written." 3 times Jesus said that, "It is written." He took Satan back to the Word of God. And I want to tell you, that's how we fight the fight with the enemy. When he attacks your mind, when he troubles your heart, when he seeks to make you doubt and hurry, be fearful and afraid. Take him back to the Word of God. God says this. The Bible says that. God promised us this. Take Satan back to the Word of God. I'm amazed tonight. I've always thought it so strange that a lot of Christian people will fight for the right to have the Bible. We'll get upset when they take Bibles out of schools like they did. We'll get upset when they say you can't do this with your Bible. And we'll get all bent out of shape. But often many of the same people that get upset about that will never read it. They'll never hold it in their hands. They'll never read what it says. But you know what David said in Psalm 119? David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against God." David said, "I hide the word here." I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of times Satan has attacked me, and I didn't have my Bible close at hand. I was maybe out somewhere doing something else and didn't have a physical copy of my Bible to pick up. But Satan attacked me. But thank God the Holy Spirit could use the sword of the Word of God, bring a passage to my mind and my thoughts, and I could fight the enemy with that. Paul said we need to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That gets us through the pieces of armor, talking about spiritual warfare. Paul doesn't have it really as a piece of armor. But talking about weapons, Paul continues in verse 18 about the weapon of prayer. And if the Lord doesn't change my mind next Wednesday night, I want to just kind of finish up the thought of spiritual warfare, talking about the weapon of prayer. So we'll look at that. I hope maybe something has been said thus far in these studies that have been an encouragement and a challenge to your heart. I tell you, folks, the enemy is real. The battle gets intense. Some people may think, well, the preacher don't fight battles like I do. Oh, yes, he does. We all face the same enemy. We all deal with the same problems in a lot of ways. I know there are things that bother me may not ever bother you. Things that bother you may not ever bother me. But Satan knows our weaknesses and he'll attack, trying to deceive us, discourage us, defeat us in our Christian walk with the Lord. So Paul says, take on the armor of God. Put it on. Keep it on to face the attacks of the enemy. So those are some thoughts tonight. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. Thank God for the opportunity again to gather in His name. Pray for our request. Ask the Lord to help those recovering from the surgeries and give them strength as only He can. And pray for one another as we'll gather this Lord's day. Be praying for our service. Let's all stand to our feet.